Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Massachusetts voters will go to the polls on Tuesday to vote in the presidential primaries. Massachusetts is one of 15 states holding elections on Super Tuesday, with the outcome here not in doubt and the campaigns focusing on swing states. Voters are looking for other ways to make their voices heard. Dan McCool is with the group Blue Revs. Welcome, Dan.
Thanks for having me, Sharon.
Please give us a quick recap on how your group started and has evolved.
We started in 2017, shortly after Trump was inaugurated. I'm originally a Massachusetts resident, so a lot of the original members of the group were from the Boston area. And it was mostly just friends who needed a space to vent on Facebook. And very quickly, people started to add their friends to the group and they added their friends. So eventually we decided to try to make an impact. And so we contacted some of the emerging progressive get out the vote organizations like Swing Left and Indivisible, and decided to mobilize for some special elections in 2017. And that's really when it came together and we decided that we could be a volunteer force. Because Massachusetts, as we know, is a solidly blue state anyway, the attention is really going towards the swing states, particularly in Pennsylvania, which I think is the largest electoral college get that is anywhere near Massachusetts. So I think people are looking to the general and looking beyond the borders of the state of Massachusetts.
There are many ways to reach voters, including sort of big spending advertising campaigns. And what Blue Revs does is more one-to-one. Can you talk a little bit about how that approach works or faces problems?
You look at political advertising, it tends to be really negative because that is sort of in recent history what has motivated voters. But what that's ended up doing is sending us into kind of a doom loop where the only time people ever pay attention to politics is if there's something negative happening. If you're with people who are talking about politics at a barbecue or a bar or a party or something like that, chances are when Joe Biden comes up, it's going to be moaning and groaning about this problem and that problem. We're trying to get people to say, if the conversation of Joe Biden comes up, say to that person, you know, carefully and gently, don't lecture people, but say the country was in a pretty rough spot when he came into office and things are better now. We try to get people to dare to be positive. We want to sort of shift the conversation away from this kind of doomerism, I guess you could call it, and more towards a virtuous cycle of saying politics can be a force for good in the world.
One of the issues that's come up a lot is the issue of age, both leading candidates, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. What are you hearing, experiencing in terms of the issue of age?
So I think two things. First of all, I always ask, whenever people talk about Joe Biden's age, I nod along approvingly because it is evident that Joe Biden is of a certain age. There's no denying that. There's no point in trying to deny it. But then I go on to say, is there any part of his job as president in which age has prevented him from doing his job? And the answer is usually no. Number two, you don't want to deny people their rights to be concerned about his age. I think that that's important. I think that trying to shame people on this issue of being concerned about age also doesn't work.
President Biden is under pressure from progressive leaders and groups on how he's handling Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. Are you finding disagreement among members of your group on this issue?
We have, and it's a really tricky issue. And I think that we're trying to find a middle ground as much as we can. And among progressives, the way that we sort of frame it is that Israel is a right-wing government and we are not right-wing people. So it gives us sort of a way into being able to criticize what Israel's doing without completely throwing out its right to defend itself. Like any family, we're going to have divisions. And like any family, we're going to try not to dwell on those divisions too much if it's not productive.
Dan McCool with the Blue Revs. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Sharon.
WBUR and NPR will have special coverage of Super Tuesday, including the Massachusetts primary, this Tuesday from 8 p.m. to midnight. And listen to WBUR Wednesday morning for a recap and analysis of the results.